This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Digging the drama.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. It's Email Wednesday on KRZ.
Okay, lots of people sounding off on this one. Let me read it again. Let me paraphrase it. She met a guy on Facebook dating. Everything seemed perfect. They had a lot of common interests. He was kind. He was sweet. But one topic never came up while they were talking. How tall are you? And then they met and basically her heart sank because she has a strong attraction to taller men. And he's only 5'7". We've only been dating a couple of weeks, but I'm thinking about ending it because I'm simply not attracted to shorter men. Am I subconsciously shallow?
Teresa said, I have always been attracted to tall men, and I've been with my 5'3" husband for 12 years.
Wow.
Trust me, height won't hold the relationship together long term.
All right. Thank you for holding.
I did it once, twice, where I dated somebody that was shorter than me or the same height, and I couldn't do it.
When you say you couldn't do it, it was just something you constantly were thinking about?
Yeah, I couldn't even wear a pair of high-heeled shoes without people thinking, oh my God, look at her, she towers over him. And I don't want to think I'm shallow, but eventually I found somebody who was at least 6 foot and checked off all the boxes too.
And Hannah said, throw him back in the pond for women who aren't so shallow.
Okay, thanks for holding.
Honestly, I'm with Amanda on this one. I don't think she should really, give up on it, you know. I think she should go for it.
Even if she doesn't find him attractive now?
You never know. Maybe she might, you know,
okay,
if she gives it a try, you know.
Do you watch a lot of Hallmark movies?
I do watch a lot of Hallmark movies, only because my other half does.
Hey, thank you for calling. Amanda, you've seen all the text messages, and we get many more texts than phone calls. So, what is the verdict here?
You like what you like.
Wow.
And if you're not feeling it, don't force it.